To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja, ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navigujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
If the police and courts are lacking in the powers necessary to keep order in a free society, then we shall introduce measures which give them what they need.
Predavatelj alternativne zgodovine in bostonski univerzitetni profesor Howard Zinn je znan po humornem stilu, v katerem razkriva zgodovinska dejstva. Njegova predavanja zabavajo in izobražujejo hkrati, saj Zinn uspe na učinkovit način predstaviti zgodbe ljudi, ki so se uprli in v boju za spremembe pogumno delovali proti toku svojega časa. Nocoj nas bo Zinn popeljal na začetek 20. stoletja in preko življenja anarhistov, kot so Emma Goldman, Sacco in Vanzetti, predstavil imigrantsko življenje in delavske boje takratnega časa.
Some wicked women, perverted by the devil, seduced by illusions and phantasms of demons, believe and profess themselves in the hours of the night to ride upon certain beasts with Diana, the goddess of the pagans, and an innumerable multitude of women, and in the silence of the dead of night to traverse great spaces of earth, and to obey her commands as of their mistress, and to be summoned to her service on certain nights.
Die!
Emma Goldman je iz Litve sestro Heleno v Združene države Amerike prišla leta 1885. Podobno kot večina imigrantov iz vzhodne Evrope se je zaposlila v tekstilni tovarni, le leto po prihodu v ZDA pa je usmrtitev štirih čikaških anarhistov ključno zaznamovala njeno življenje. Umorjeni anarhisti so bili pomembni sindikalistični voditelji, ki so vodili boj za 8-urni delavnik. Howard Zinn o tem pripoveduje.
Well, for those of you, for those three of you who don't know, we always hope there are three people in the audience who don't know what we're talking about. The Haymarket Affair came out of the struggle for the eight-hour day, and there was a strike at the International Harvester Plant in Chicago, and the police attacked the strikers and killed a number of strikers, not an uncommon occurrence in those days, and the anarchist movement of Chicago, and it was a strong anarchist movement of Chicago. Well, as you know, it's the radicals who take the first steps, the anarchists, the Trotskyists, the communists, the socialists, you know, they're always first, you know. And the anarchists, you know, call a meeting, a mass rally, protest, a rally takes place in Chicago, not quite at Haymarket Square, but near it. But it becomes known as Haymarket Affair. And while the rally is going on and somebody is speaking from the platform, one of the anarchist leaders of Chicago, in fact, is speaking from the platform. It's a peaceful meeting. It's attacked by the police. The police charge into the meeting with their clubs flailing, and then a bomb explodes in the middle of the police, and a bunch of policemen are killed. Nobody knows who threw the bomb. Nobody to this day knows. You know, they're still, you know, one of those things that they're always trying to puzzle. That's no problem for the police if there's no evidence on who threw the bomb. What do? You arrest the eight leading anarchists in Chicago because they must be behind it, whoever threw the bomb. That is a common logic for arresting radicals. Something took place. Here are the radicals. The radicals must be behind it. So they arrest the eight leading radicals and put them on trial for conspiracy to murder, and they are sentenced to death. And rouses an international cry and defense all over the country. And the George Bernard Shaw sends a cable from England saying, because the matter is now up before the Illinois Supreme Court, and the Illinois Supreme Court turns down the plea of the eight anarchists, and George Bernard Shaw sends us telegram. He says, if America must lose eight of its population, it could better afford to lose the eight members of the Illinois Supreme Court than the eight anarchists who are sentenced to death. But anyway, four of them were executed, and their execution had one of those cataclysmic effects that certain events in American history have on the consciousness of young people growing up in the society. Things like, you know, the execution of Sacco and Vanzetti, or the execution of the Rosenbergs, and the execution of the four leaders of anarchist leaders. Had that kind of effect on Emma Goldman.
Emma Goldman je bila odlična javna govornica in pisateljica, ki je svoje življenje posvetila boju. Bila je med prvimi, ki so začeli govoriti o homoseksualnosti, bila je borka za pravice žensk in zagovornica svobodne ljubezni. Poprečni Američani so jo radi imenovali demonična anarhistka, ki se navdušuje nad dinamitom, FBI pa jo je preganjal večino njenega življenja. Bila je tudi večkrat zaprta zaradi različnih obtožb, ki so segale vse od spodbujanja k nasilju do nasprotovanja Prvi svetovni vojni in zagovarjanja uporabe kontracepcijskih sredstev. Težave pa je Emi povzročil tudi Leon Čolgoš, ki je leta 1901. Izvedel atentat na ameriškega predsednika McKinleya in ga ubil. Howard Zinn pojasnjuje.
In 1901, she became really notorious because that was the year that President McKinley was assassinated by a man named Leon Czolgosz, who was, I don't know how to describe him. He was a marginal person, like a lot of the people who commit assassinations, and a person who had sometimes hung around anarchist meetings, and apparently in some of the interrogations of the police had uttered the name of Emma Goldman. Immediately a hunt on for Emma Goldman. She must be behind the assassination. She went into hiding, but finally they got her and arrested her. Didn't keep her very long because there's really no evidence against her. Sometimes it doesn't stop the police, but this time there was really nothing, and so she was released. Czolgosz was executed. His head was severed from his body so that they could examine his brain to see what it was in his brain that caused him to assassinate McKinley. Emma Goldman said they should examine the conditions of American society to see what it was. Because the conditions of American society were enough to cause anybody to become an assassin, even though she didn't believe in assassination. She did not believe that Czolgosz had done the right thing. She didn't, although she had been involved in the attempt to assassinate Frick, she did not really believe anymore in that assassination was a proper tactic for a revolutionary movement. However, and in this she got into some conflict with her fellow anarchists, who rushed to disavow Czolgosz, you know, this crazy guy who did this violent thing, and we don't want to be associated with that. They already think all anarchists are assassins and bomb throwers. We don't want to have anything to do with this guy. And Emma Goldman said, no. She said, I'm opposed to his act. It was wrong. It was a stupid thing to do. But I'm not going to try to separate myself from him. And I'm going to try to point out to people what it was that led him to do this. I'm going to emphasize that. She was always that way. I mean, independent in her thinking, and always thinking in a very feeling way about people who did desperate things and things that she very often deprecated, but the causes of which she thought should be understood. Well,
we're here for peace. We're here to save further lives being lost. And there are millions of people in Britain who agree with what we're saying. And what you're saying really is that in a situation like this, we should wind up our democracy. Well, I don't believe in that.
Emma Goldman je dolga leta prijateljevala z Aleksandrom Berkmanom, skupaj sta bila med drugim leta 1919 deportirana iz ZDA v Rusijo. Emma se je na začetku veselila, da bo na lastne oči videla revolucijo, za katero se je borila celo življenje, vendar pa je kmalu spoznala, da bolševiki dejansko ne ljubijo svobode. Upor v Kronštadu, ki so ga leta 1921 nasilno zatrli bolševiki, je bil za Emo in Berkmana preveč, zato sta Rusijo zapustila. Howard Zinn o Eminem in Berkmanovem izgnanstvu v Rusiji pripoveduje naslednje.
Read a prison memoirs of an anarchist. But in 1919, they came out of prison with deportation proceedings against them to send them back to Russia. And J. Edgar Hoover appeared at their deportation proceedings he's been there a long time. J. Edgar Hoover taking a hand in their deportation proceedings, referred to them as two of the most dangerous people in America. And so they and other people picked up in the Palmer Raids, you know, the sweeping of radicals and socialists and labor organizers, without trial or anything, without hearings or anything, put them on the ship, send them across the ocean. And so they were sent back to Russia. They'd come from Tsarist Russia, but they were sent back to what was now in 1919 Soviet Russia. And this becomes all this, of course, is a whole new phase of their lives. And I can see already that I'm never going to get to all the things I want to talk about, but that's okay. You can read. They arrive in the Soviet Union, fresh from with a revolution, and in a way, they're happy that a revolution took place in the Soviet Union, in Russia, right? Happy that the Tsarist regime is overthrown, but not happy with Bolshevik power, not happy with what they see as the increasing repression of the Bolshevik government, not just against capitalists and bourgeois, but against other radicals, against anarchists, against people who protest against Soviet policies, criticize Soviet policies. They meet Lenin, they meet Trotsky, they meet Maxim Gorky. Gorky is putting out a little newspaper, Novaya Vremya. It's a newspaper in which Gorky criticizes the Bolshevik regime for sending troops against dissidents the way the Tsarist regime did. Now this is there, and finally the final blow to them is the rebellion of the Kronstadt sailors just outside of Petrograd, which is crushed by Lenin and Trotsky and the Soviet regime, of sailors who were dissatisfied with the conditions, who wanted the revolution to do more for them, than obviously was going to happen, and so the crushing, this was the end. They left the Soviet Union. They spent the rest of their lives as exiles in Europe, mostly in France. And Emma Goldman spent most of the remaining years in southern France, actually in a nice place on the Mediterranean. poor, but nice. And Berkman. Berkman spent some time there, some time outside of Paris. They maintained this correspondence all these years, and you'd have to read this collection of their letters, Nowhere at Home by the Drinnens, the letters that they sent back. I brought it with me to read about 27 of them to you, but I feel that I can't make it.
Thank you.
courts are lacking in the powers necessary to keep order in a free society, then we shall introduce measures which give them what they need.
Long-term unemployment, bad housing and poverty have brought despair and anger to the inner cities. The additional pressure of police harassment has sparked repeated uprisings since 1981.
Ko so ZDA leta 1919 izgnali Emo Goldman in Aleksandra Bergmana, se gonja proti levičarjem v ZDA ni končala, temveč le še stopnjevala. Augusta 1927 je ameriška zvezna država Massachusetts umorila italijanska anarhista Sacca in Vanzettija, kljub močni mednarodni kampanji, ki je poskušala zaustaviti njuno usmrtitev. Sacco in Vanzetti sta v ZDA imigrirala leta 1908, leta 1920 pa naj bi med krajo ubila dve osebi, kar ni bilo nikoli dokazano. Howard Zinn zadevi razmišlja takole.
I don't know if Sacco and Vanzetti were guilty of this robbery and murder. And the truth is, that's not the issue that interests me the most. Because whether they were guilty or were innocent, there are larger questions involved, and the questions have to do with justice, the nature of justice and the way justice is meted out in our society, and that the fact that that justice really doesn't have a lot to do with whether people are innocent or guilty of a particular crime, and has a lot more to do with who people are, what they represent, what they do in their lives, and what threats they pose, not to this individual or that individual, but what threats they pose to the existing societal structure. And it was assumed that the anarchists posed a threat to the existing social structure in the United States. And when they were picked up, police interrogation, the record of the police interrogation, does not suggest that the police were most concerned about whether they had committed the robbery and murder. Here are the questions from the police interrogation. Police to Sacco. Are you a citizen? Sacco, no. Police, are you a communist? Sacco, no. Anarchist? Sacco, no. He's lying. Now, why somebody should lie to the police is beyond me. But he chose to lie to the police. But the point is that what were they interested in? They were interested in whether he was a communist or an anarchist, and what bearing does this have on whether he was guilty of this robbery and murder? The whole case was suffused by patriotism and appeals to the flag, and that was the atmosphere, you know, in which it took place. At the very beginning of the trial, the judge, Judge Webster Thayer, said to the jury, "Gentlemen," no ladies on the jury, "gentlemen, I call upon you to render this service here that you have been summoned to perform with the same spirit of patriotism, courage, and devotion to duty as was exhibited by our soldier boys across the seas." Strange kind of charge to the jury, putting them in the same position as soldiers doing their patriotic duty, especially in light of the fact that Sacco and Vanzetti had left this country
had gone to Mexico to avoid the draft. They were draft dodgers. They had not fulfilled their patriotic duty. Now the jury was going to fulfill its patriotic duty. More of the police interrogation. Police to Sacco, do you believe in this government of ours? Yes, some things I like different. That's a very diplomatic answer. He really likes things very different, but he's being shrewd. Do you subscribe for literature of the anarchist party? Sometimes I read them. How do you get them? Through the mail? A man gave one to me in Boston. Who was the man? I don't know him. Again, were they looking for robbers? Are they looking for people who subscribe to anarchist magazines, and et cetera, you know, et cetera? What makes
you like justice to you? Ja, to pa je tudi vse v nocošnji črni luknji, ki sem jo pripravila Gita Antonio. Še naprej ostaja z vami, mi pa se spet slišimo naslednji teden. Čau!
What's a revolution to you? To kill their bosses and take their money.
Revolution! Revolution!
Dobro, jebate, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narodne ustanake?